From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. RRI encourages public media collaboration in ASEAN to support MSMEs. Indonesian President Joko Widodo says corruption an extraordinary crime that is destroying Indonesian economy. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. President Director of the Public Broadcasting Institution Radio Republik Indonesia or LPPRRI, Hendrasmo, encourages collaboration between public media in countries in the Southeast Asia-ASEAN region in increasing the role of micro, small, and medium enterprises, especially in contributing to the economy in ASEAN. In his remarks at the role of ASEAN public media in supporting MSMEs in the region on Monday in Bali, he said, MSMEs are a sector that involves many people and are able to support the country's economy, especially during the pandemic. Therefore, according to him, the public media support for MSMEs is significant so that the sector can increase its contribution to the economy, not only in Indonesia, but also in the Southeast Asian region.
Jadi kalau di Indonesia itu ada lebih dari 60 juta orang involved in this area. So it's very significant. It's very meaningful. Yeah.
In Indonesia, there are more than 60 million people involved in this area, so this is significant. It's very meaningful. If we can facilitate how public media in ASEAN countries, there are 10 countries that are members of ASEAN, can support it through their public media to facilitate collaboration or something that is certainly meaningful for them, would be extraordinary.
Memfasilitasi kolaborasi atau ya sesuatu yang tentu meaningful buat mereka itu akan luar biasa. Ya.
Hendrasmo further said RRI as a public media has declared itself as an MSME radio in 2022. He hoped this effort could provide wider space for MSMEs to develop themselves as well as further introduce the potential of SMEs to the public. The Indonesian President Joko Widodo has conveyed that the criminal act of corruption is an extraordinary crime which can hamper development and damage the Indonesian economy. This was said by President Jokowi while attending the commemoration of World Anti-Corruption Day at Istora Senayan, Jakarta on Tuesday.
Korupsi adalah kejahatan yang luar biasa, yang menghambat pembangunan, bisa merusak perekonomian bangsa.
Corruption is an extraordinary crime which hampers development and can damage the Indonesian economy. Even it can also cause misery to the people. In commemoration of this World Anti-Corruption Day, let us work together to prevent criminal acts of corruption and give a deterrent effect to officials who corrupt.
Dan bisa memberikan efek jera kepada para pejabat yang melakukan korupsi.
President Joko Widodo recorded that during the period 2022 to 2024, many officials have been arrested due to corruption cases. Therefore, according to Jokowi, there needs to be stronger joint efforts, utilizing the latest technology to prevent criminal acts of corruption in Indonesia. President Jokowi has also explained that Indonesia also needs to strengthen the prevention system, including improving the quality of human resources. The president encourages strengthening regulations at the legal level to eradicate corruption. Next, we have the Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, in the weekly brief in Jakarta on Monday, who said, For Indonesian tourism in 2024, the target of foreign tourists is around 12 to 15 million visitors and domestic tourists of 1.2 to 1.5 billion visitors. Meanwhile, for the tourism division, Sandiaga Uno hopes in 2024 it will return to 15 to 20 billion US dollar. Sandiaga Uno targets in 2024 to create more than 24 million jobs for the creative economy and 23 million for tourism.
In 2024 projection, we hope that tourism foreign exchange will return to 15 to 20 billion US dollar or above 220 trillion rupiah. The target number of employment opportunities is more than 24 million for the creative economy and 23 million for tourism for a total of 47 million. We hope this can be achieved with innovation, adaptations, and collaboration.
Sandiaga Uno further said in 2024, tourism trends are still focused on sustainable tourism. However, he predicts that in 2024, sports tourism, ecotourism, culinary tourism, and concert tourism will grow significantly due to increased public demand. The last national news comes from online games in Indonesia that have experienced significant growth in users and screen time. In the weekly brief with Sandi Uno in Jakarta on Monday, the Indonesian Minister of Communication and Information, Budi Ari Setiadi, said in 2022, game users in Indonesia downloaded 3.45 billion online games. Thus, based on the data box in 2022, Indonesia ranked second globally regarding the number of people playing video games online. Minister Budi Ari stated the growth will continue to increase positively in 2028 with an estimated revenue or value of 491 million US dollar or more than 6 trillion rupiah in the Indonesian online game business.
Untuk mendukung pengembangan industri game Indonesia.
To support the development of the Indonesian gaming industry, the Ministry of Communication and Information is trying to present an affirmative policy for the Indonesian gaming ecosystem. For example, currently we have revised Ministry of Communication and Information Regulation No. 11 of 2016 concerning the classification of electronic interactive regulation, which is in principle can provide a level playing field between game industry players, local and global. This revision is part of the preparation of the presidential's decree of the national gaming industry, which aims to strengthen our local gaming industry.
Penyusunan perpres tentang industri game nasional yang bertujuan memperkuat industri game lokal kita.
Minister Budi Ari further conveyed, in addition to revising the regulation of the Minister of Communication and Information to support the growth of the country's game industry, the ministry, in collaboration with the Indonesian Game Association, encourage the expansion of business activities of Indonesian game industry players through the Indonesia Game Developer Exchange.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we move to the international news. The Palestinians are hoping that a vote to stay in the United Nations General Assembly on a non-binding resolution demanding an immediate humanitarian ceasefire will demonstrate widespread global support for ending the Israel-Hamas war, now in its third month. As quoted by ArabNews.com, after the United States vetoed a resolution in the Security Council on Friday demanding a humanitarian ceasefire, Arab and Islamic nations called for an emergency session of the 190-member General Assembly on Tuesday afternoon to vote on a resolution making the same demand. When Chinese leader Xi Jinping meets his Vietnamese counterpart Nguyen Phu Trong on Tuesday on a state visit to Vietnam, expect a fountain of flowery compliments exalting the historic friendship between these two communist-run neighbors. As reported by BBC.com, Mr. Trong visited Beijing a year ago and was given China's top medal for foreign dignitaries, with Mr. Xi describing their relationship as one between comrades and brothers. We end the news with the United Nations climate talks in Dubai could be in jeopardy after some nations reacted furiously to a draft deal on fossil fuels they call weak. As reported by BBC.com, the draft removed language included in a previous text suggesting that fossil fuels could be phased out. All 198 countries at the summit must agree or there is no deal. Humans burning fossil fuels is driving global warming, risking millions of lives, but governments have never agreed how or when to stop using them. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Here is today's commentary on presidential and vice presidential candidates debate. I'm Dalat Pane. After signing the declaration of a peaceful election campaign on November 27, the three pairs of presidential and vice presidential candidates are now ready to continue the election service, namely the presidential and vice presidential debates, which starts on December 12, 2023. In this regard, the General Election Commission has released the complete schedule for the 2024 presidential vice presidential debate, which will be held 5 times starting from 12 December to 4 February 2024. Commissioner of the Commission, August Melas, said that the debate event would start at 1900 Western Indonesia Standard Time and be broadcast live via TV and radio stations, and all debates would be held in Jakarta. As for the venue for the debate, for now, it starts at the Commission's office. In this first debate, the Commission has prepared 2 moderators and 11 panelists. The first debate, December 12, 2023, had the theme of law, human rights, government, eradicating corruption, and strengthening democracy and citizen harmony. Secondly, on December 22, defense, security, geopolitics, and international relations. The third debate on January 7, 2024, theme, economy, popular and digital, social welfare, investment, trade, tax, finance, management of the state revenue, and expenditure budget and regional revenue, and expenditure budget infrastructure. For debate on January 21, 2024, theme, energy, natural resources, food, carbon tax, environment, agrarian affairs, and indigenous peoples. The fifth debate, February 4, 2024, theme, information technology, improving public services, hoaxes, intolerance, education, health, and employment. The presidential and vice presidential debate is the moment that all Indonesian citizens have been waiting for, because the effect of this debate has a big influence on the food tally next year. For this reason, all parties from the three vice presidential candidates pairs have prepared thoroughly and carefully, especially how to attract the sympathy of potential voters, many of whom are young voters who are voting for the first time. As it is known, Indonesia is the first third largest democratic country in the world, with a population based on data from the Central Bureau of Statistics reaching 278 million people in mid-2023. The total number of voters is estimated to reach 74% of Indonesia's total population, most of whom are first-time voters. Therefore, candidates are required to have strong, innovative, creative and clear abilities and ideas, as well as mature readiness to face future challenges. Indonesia must be able to take advantage of the democratic bonus in 2025. And today's young voters are the ones who will become the nation's leaders and policymakers in the future. That's commentary.
Listener, we begin today in history with the event on Indonesia's tourism attraction being listed in the UNESCO World Site list on December 12, 1991. On December 12, 1991, at the 15th World Heritage Conference in Carthage, Tunisia, four tourism attractions in Indonesia were officially registered as UNESCO World Heritage Site. They are Borobudur and Prambanan Temple in the cultural heritage category, along with Komodo National Park and Ujung Kulon National Park in the natural heritage category. A UNESCO World Heritage Site is a cultural and natural place, as well as objects that are meaningful to humanity and become a legacy for future generations. The program aims to catalog, name, and preserve places that are very important to become World Heritage. We turn to the commemoration of International Neutrality Day. International Neutrality Day is commemorated globally on December 12. This day was initiated by the United Nations General Assembly and was first commemorated in 2017. International Neutrality Day focuses on advocacy and campaigns for mutually beneficial and friendly relations between countries. We end today in history with the commemoration of World Health Insurance Day. World Health Insurance Day has been commemorated every December 12 since 2017. Such commemoration, initiated by the United Nations, aims to promote affordable and quality health services for everyone in the world. World Health Insurance Day is a call for all countries to provide affordable and accessible health services to all their citizens. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Kami adalah pria-pria kesepian, jauh dari rumah dan ditinggalkan cinta. Coba dengar keluhan kami, pria kesepian.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is on Indonesia urges Israel to respect Gaza people's right to health. Indonesia urges Israel to respect the right to health for the people of Gaza, Palestine. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi conveyed it at a special executive board meeting of the World Health Organization, WHO, which discussed the Gaza situation on Sunday, December the 10th in Geneva, Switzerland. In the Ministry of Foreign Affairs YouTube account on Monday, Retno Marsudi said that this meeting was not only attended by members of the WHO executive board, but also non-member countries who were concerned about the situation in Gaza. Therefore, she said, it was important for Indonesia to be present so that it could directly contribute to solving the problems in Gaza. Retno Marsudi urged the importance of improving and protecting health facilities and personnel, including the health facilities of the Indonesian hospital in northern Gaza. In her statement, Retno Marsudi said that the situation of health facilities in Gaza is very worrying. Of the 36 hospitals, only 13 are still operating. All of them have 2 to 3 times excess capacity. In addition, 71% of healthcare facilities in Gaza are not functioning. Retno Marsudi mentioned the importance of accelerating health assistance for Gaza. So far, Indonesia has sent 4 stages of humanitarian aid and will send a hospital ship to Gaza to help injured and sick people. This was one of the 3 important points conveyed by Indonesia at the special WH meeting.
Kedua, pentingnya perlindungan terhadap seluruh pekerja.
Second, the importance of protecting all workers and medical facilities. International humanitarian law must be respected and enforced. Indonesia urges accountability and justice for all attacks on workers and medical facilities in Gaza. Third, the importance of increasing the mobilization of support for WHO. This support is very necessary for the operation of WHO and UNRWA programs in Gaza. Indonesia also supports WHO to hold a donors conference to finance and rebuild the Palestinian health system. At the end of the meeting, Retno Marsudi stated that Indonesia was very disappointed that the United Nations Security Council had once again failed to pass a resolution regarding a humanitarian ceasefire. The resolution was vetoed by the United States, even though it was approved by more than 100 countries. Retno Marsudi emphasized that, however, efforts must continue to be made to improve the situation in Gaza. Retno Marsudi also stated that Indonesia's presence at the special meeting of the WHO Executive Board was part of Indonesia's consistent support for Palestine. The Executive Council is WHO executive organ under the World Health Assembly, which has 34 member countries. Indonesia was last a member of the WHO Executive Board from 2018 to 2021. That was my Indonesia today.
Semua harus berakhir. Mungkin inilah jalan yang terbaik, dan kita mesti relakan kenyataan ini. Tetaplah menjadi bintang di langit, agar cinta kita akan abadi. Biarlah sinarmu tetap menyinari alam ini, agar menjadi saksi cinta kita.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, Indonesia has become one of the destinations for surfing lovers. This is not surprising because Indonesia has many world-class surfing spots that are quite challenging to conquer. In fact, some of the best surfing spots in Indonesia are often included in the main calendar of international surfing championships. One of the best surfing spots in Indonesia is in Nias, North Sumatra, precisely at Sorake Beach. This beach has just become a competition for the world surfers in the World Surf League Nias Pro 2023, which was held on September 11 to the 17, 2023. The interesting thing about Sorake Nias Beach is the rolling waves that almost reach the shoreline, or more or less up to 200 meters, which is very rare on the other beaches in the world. This makes the interval for riding the waves at Sorake Beach longer. The surfing is more challenging because the wave height, which can reach 3 to 5 meters. Listener, Plengkung Banyuwangi Beach or GLAN is often the main destination for surfing lovers. GLAN Banyuwangi is said to be one of the best surfing spots in the world, after Hawaii. Plengkung Banyuwangi Beach has rolling waves as high as 6 to 8 meters at intervals of up to 5 minutes. No wonder that GLAN often hosts world-class surfing competitions. One of the things being held is the 2022 World Surf League Championship Tour. West Sumatra also has about 400 surfing spots spread across the Mentawai Islands. No wonder that many people call it the hidden paradise for world surfers. One of the best surfing spots in the Mentawai Island is on Sipora Island, which has made it into the 20 best surfing spots in the world, according to CNN Travel. Sipora Island has fairly consistent waves, up to 7 meters high. Because of the height of the waves, it aims to form a tunnel that is very challenging for world surfers. The best time to surf on Sipora Island is between April and October, because during that time, the waves on Sipora Island are at their highest. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder talking about the best world-class surfing spots in Indonesia.
Zaman semakin larut, kasihmu tak terbatas waktu. Belaimu merasuk kalbu, terangmu menggugah rindu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. Today's topic is Saya suka sekali. Saya suka sekali. Which means I really like it. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation about Saya suka sekali. Saya suka sekali, which means I really like it. The conversation is between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and Ayu, a friend of Chris, a vlog community member from Solo. Chris told Ayu that he really likes Salad Solo. Let's listen to their conversation.
Restoran ini favorit keluarga saya. Kami sering datang ke sini untuk makan Salad Solo.
Saya suka sekali hidangan ini. Rasanya enak, isinya lengkap.
Iya, ada daging, sayuran, dan telur.
After listening to the conversation, now I will introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic, Saya suka sekali. Saya suka sekali, which means I really like it. I'm going to say each word 2 times slowly, and please repeat after me. Saya, saya, which means I. Suka sekali, suka sekali, which means really like. Hidangan, hidangan, which means dish. Saya suka sekali hidangan ini, which means I really like this dish. Restoran, restoran, which means restaurant. Favorit, favorit, which means favorite. Sering, sering, which means often. Enak, enak, which means delicious. Lengkap, lengkap, which means complete. Daging, daging, which means meat. Sayuran, sayuran, which means vegetable. Telur, telur, which means egg. In this conversation, you will hear the sentence Saya suka sekali hidangan ini. Saya suka sekali hidangan ini, which means I really like this dish. In that sentence, there is the expression suka sekali. Suka sekali, which means really like. The word sekali, sekali, which may mean really or very much, is an adverb we use to emphasize something. In this case, how we feel about something, namely suka, suka, which means like. So the sentence Saya suka sekali hidangan ini, Saya suka sekali hidangan ini, which means I really like this dish, meaning that someone likes a dish very much. Here comes another example. Let's listen to other examples using the word sekali. Sekali, which means really, describing a strong feeling or enjoyment to something. Senang sekali. Senang sekali, which means very happy. Chris senang sekali bertemu dengan Ayu. Chris senang sekali bertemu dengan Ayu, which means Chris is very happy to see Ayu. Lapar sekali, lapar sekali, which means really hungry. Ayu lapar sekali karena belum sarapan. Ayu lapar sekali karena belum sarapan. Which means Ayu is really hungry because she has not had breakfast yet. For your information, Salad Solo is a typical dish from Surakarta, which contains a combination between meat and vegetables. The word salad in Salad Solo is from the Dutch word slager, which means salad. Salad Solo is considered a salad because it has vegetables like beans, carrot, tomato, and cucumber. Before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation.
Restoran ini favorit keluarga saya. Kami sering datang ke sini untuk makan Salad Solo.
Saya suka sekali hidangan ini. Rasanya enak, isinya lengkap.
Iya, ada daging, sayuran, dan telur.
Listener, that was today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with a conversation about Saya suka sekali hidangan ini. Saya suka sekali hidangan ini. Which means, I really like this dish. Hopefully, this edition is useful for you who want to know more about Indonesian language. Let's meet again with another topic. Thank you for listening. Sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today I will play a Malay song entitled Joget Melayu by Abe Idrus. The song was composed by Iwai Chake. Just like the title, the song Joget Melayu tells the story of a Malay village in Pontianak. The lyrics describe Kampung Melayu as having stunning scenery with a wide river stretch. The lyrics also invite us to sing Malay songs and dance together. Well, listener, here is the song Joget Melayu by Abe Idrus. Enjoy!
Voice of Indonesia.
Tapi sayang, sayang sayang, seribu kali sayang.
suratmu namlah.